Chapter 44. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews who lived in the land of Egypt, who lived at Migdol, and at Tapanhes, and at Memphis, and in the country of Pathros, saying, Thus says the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, You have seen all the evil that I have brought on Jerusalem, and on all the cities of Judah. And behold, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwells therein, because of their wickedness which they have committed to provoke me to anger, and that they went to burn incense, and to serve other gods that they didn't know, neither they, nor you, nor your fathers. However, I sent to you all my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Oh, don't do this abominable thing that I hate. But they didn't listen, nor incline their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense to other gods. Therefore my wrath and my anger was poured forth, and was kindled in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate, as it is this day. Therefore now thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, Why do you commit this great evil against your own souls, to cut off from you man and woman, infant and suckling, out of the midst of Judah, to leave you none remaining? And that you provoke me to anger with the works of your hands, burning incense to other gods in the land of Egypt, where you are gone to sojourn, that you may be cut off, and that you may be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. Have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, and the wickedness of the kings of Judah, and the wickedness of their wives, and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives, which they committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humbled even to this day, neither have they feared, nor walked in my law, nor in my statutes, that I set before you and before your fathers. Therefore thus says the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, Behold, I will set my face against you for evil, even to cut off all Judah. I will take the remnant of Judah that have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt to sojourn there, and they shall all be consumed. In the land of Egypt they shall all fall. They shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine. They shall die, from the least even to the greatest, by the sword and by the famine, and they shall be an object of horror and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach. For I will punish those who dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, so that none of the remnant of Judah who have gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall escape or be left to return to the land of Judah, to which they have a desire to return to dwell there. For none shall return, save such as shall escape. Then all the men who knew that their wives burned incense to other gods, and all the women who stood by, a great assembly, even all the people who lived in the land of Egypt in Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, As for the word that you have spoken to us in the name of the Lord, we will not listen to you, but we will certainly perform every word that has gone forth out of our mouth, to burn incense to the queen of the sky, and to pour out drink offerings to her as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of food and were well and saw no evil. But since we left off burning incense to the queen of the sky, and pouring out drink offerings to her, we have wanted for all things, and have been consumed by the sword and by famine. When we burned incense to the queen of the sky, and poured out drink offerings to her, did we make her cakes to worship her, and pour out drink offerings to her without our husband's knowledge? Then Jeremiah said to all the people, to the men and to the women, even to all the people who had given him this answer, saying, The incense that you burned in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, you and your fathers, your kings and your princes, and the people of the land, didn't the Lord remember them, and didn't it come into his mind? So that the Lord could no longer bear because of the evil of your doings, and because of the abominations which you have committed. Therefore is your land become a desolation, and an astonishment, and a curse, without inhabitant, as it is this day. Because you have burned incense, and because you have sinned against the Lord, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, nor walked in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies. Therefore this evil has happened to you, as it is this day. Moreover, Jeremiah said to all the people and to all the women, Hear the word of the Lord, all Judah who are in the land of Egypt. Thus says the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, saying, You and your wives have both spoken with your mouths, and with your hands have fulfilled it, saying, We will surely perform our vows that we have vowed, to burn incense to the queen of the sky, and to pour out drink offerings to her. Establish then your vows, and perform your vows. Therefore hear the word of the Lord, all Judah who dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, says the Lord, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, As the Lord God lives. Behold, I watch over them for evil and not for good. And all the men of Judah who are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine until there be an end of them. Those who escape the sword shall return out of the land of Egypt into the land of Judah, few in number. And all the remnant of Judah who have gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall know whose word shall stand, mine or theirs. This shall be the sign to you, says the Lord, that I will punish you in this place, that you may know that my word shall surely stand against you for evil. Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will give Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies, and into the hand of those who seek his life, as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, who was his enemy and sought his life.